The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We're having a little technical difficulties this morning with the station, and until we get them cleared up, the sound quality may not be up to the standards that you're used to listening to on 1470 AM. However, we do have a very special guest, and Janet Cimarelli, who is sitting beside me in her palatial office, is going to make a very special introduction for the young lady who is with us today on a very, very special topic of liquid herbs. So, Janet, I'm going to turn it over to you.
And good morning, everyone. And as Al mentioned, we do have a special guest today. Our very special guest is Autumn. And Autumn is going to be talking to us about all of the herb farm specialty formulas. One of the things that we're going to be talking about is the overall manufacturing process. All of the special formulas that are associated with Herb Farm. And
why don't we do this, Jennifer? Well, she with we're connected. So why don't we go back onto the regular system, and I think we can continue on with the show.
So okay. Oh, my goodness. Yay. Technical difficulties, but boy, Joe is on top of it. And so, exciting morning, Autumn. Good morning, and welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour.
Really a pleasure to be here.
Okay.
Where were you speaking to us from, Autumn?
I'm speaking from Northern California, and it's actually a sunny day here. We're drying out, but so it's bright and early. The sun hasn't risen quite yet, but I'm happy to be talking to you both.
Well, we're happy that you got up so early and that even though the sun is not yet up, you are starting to dry out in Northern California. I had seen some of the pictures from a family member who showed us the washed out road on the road to her house. And so happily, the very heavy rains are behind you all in Northern California. So, Autumn, thanks so much for being with us. Tell us a little bit about your work with Herb Farm.
Sure. Well, I've been with Herb Farm officially for about 6 years, and I am the lead educator, and I lead webinars and go around to stores and get to talk about herbal medicine. But my background, I say officially because I met the founders of Herb Farm, Ed Smith and Sarah Katz, over 25 years ago when I was a student. And so I would have been using Herb Farm products and appreciating the incredible quality that Herb Farm has for all those years. So it was a very obvious matchup when there was room. They wanted some more education to happen. But basically, I'm a plant lover and medicinal plant lover as Ed and Sarah are as well. And so it's a great match. And that's Herb Farm, just so you all know, with a PHARM, like pharmacy, in case your listeners don't know that.
And that's true. It is truly an herbal pharmacy. And your position as lead educator and the ability to come into the stores and educate the staff in stores, educate the consumers, it plays a crucially important role with regard to how to maintain your good health in a completely natural way. Okay, you say that you are a plant lover. How is it that you came to be a plant lover?
Well, it's, you know, it really started in early childhood with my family gardening and appreciating, you know, going on walks. And it's just one of those things that drew me in, as with many people. And it's, you know, it's really a lifelong study. But I got interested in herbal medicine where I live in Northern California. Rosemary Gladstar, who some of your listeners may know, she's a well-known herbalist, kind of the godmother of American herbalism, had started a school here. So it's very fortunate to be able to study with Rosemary and many other prominent herbalists in the, gosh, in the mid-80s is when I started, and also running an herb shop, talking to customers and consumers about how to use herbs appropriately, because there's so much misunderstanding about that. Of, you know, are they safe and how to use them? So it's a great blend of being able to be outside and grow plants and also to be talking and educating people and learning myself and using them myself. Of course, that's one of the most important things, is finding how taking a tea or an herbal extract and how effective they've been in my own personal life and for my friends and family.
Excellent. And, you know, to have such long-standing connection with herbal medicine, Rosemary Gladstar certainly being a standout with regard to her work educating people about the benefits of using herbs to support good health. It's interesting, you're talking about that you had an herb shop, talking about teas, talking about extracts. I had a gentleman in my office yesterday, and he wanted to know, well, should I have this standardized extract or should I have the whole herb? So I want to talk to our listeners a little bit about what the differences are with regard to extracts and whole herbs.
Great. That's such an important question in this day and age. So at Herb Farm, and also my personal philosophy is to focus on, to use the traditional mode of herbs, which is usually the whole form or the whole leaf or the whole root. And the advantage to that certainly is you're getting all of the constituents into a tea or an extract, which is primarily what Herb Farm makes. In the body, there's a wisdom in our body. We've used these plants for many, 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 many years, and we utilize them. Some of those constituents, let's say turmeric, which a lot of people are really familiar with, right? You can buy the whole herb turmeric or a whole root extract or an isolated extract of just curcumin. And curcumin is quite potent, but on its own, it's not so bioavailable. And I imagine you've spoken about that on your show. And what we're learning, what the scientists are learning now, is like, oh, there's a wisdom to that traditional use of using the whole root, because there's fiber, and we're actually finding the fiber in the root, and other components actually help make that curcumin bioavailable into the body. So it's, you know, you take pure curcumin, it doesn't absorb so well. You have to do a lot of things to help the body absorb it. But if you use a whole root, there's actually things in there that help you absorb it. And we learned that, you know, with vitamin C, right, and bioflavonoids and these cofactors that are so critical to making these amazing constituents in nature be able to be absorbed in the body. So a standardized extract is really isolating out or standardizing one of the constituents, such as curcumin, to a certain percentage. But more in this case is not always better. It depends on quality, and we prefer to go with the traditional route and to make the best whole herb extract that we can.
Such important information for people to understand that tradition. There is a reason why things have kind of solidified, if you will, in specific approaches. It's because over eons of time, the people who have this love and are drawn to natural medicine, their observation has been that this whole herb approach is the one that seems to have a dramatic medicinal and health systems supportive effect. Interesting information talking about traditional herbal wisdom, so to speak. I have learned over the years that certainly the time of the year is really important when an herb might be harvested. Certainly the time in a 24-hour cycle is important. Do you want to talk about that for a little bit?
Sure, I'd love to. And I'm just going to add on something about standardization that I didn't mention. A lot of these standardized products, such as ginkgo with our high products that are in there, or the curcumin or milk thistle or soft palmetto, where you're isolating out a constituent, often those are extracted with pretty harsh chemical solvents like hexane and acetone to be able to concentrate those constituents, and then they're pulled off. So that's something that also at Herb Farm we're not interested in using those types of solvents, but it's one of those things that a lot of people don't know. In order to get that not natural concentration of constituents, you have to use things that also, you know, aren't good for us. So just another piece of the puzzle. But you're right, stepping back, like, how do you make a good herbal extract or a good herbal tea, or, you know, how do you know? Well, you're right. Herbs are plants. They're living things. So when we harvest them, we have to know which time of the year to harvest them, which time of the day. And so we're fortunate at Herb Farm, Ed and Sarah, who started the company over almost 40 years ago now, really had the vision of, oh, we need a farm so we can grow. We're based in Southern Oregon, so we can grow as many herbs as we can in our bioregion, and then we can really harvest them at that particular time. So, for example, we grow at least three large echinacea fields, one of our very popular products and effective products. So we only harvest the root of that echinacea plant in the fall, when the top parts of the plant, those aerial parts, have died back to the ground and all that's left are the roots. But that's when the medicinal properties of the root are at their strongest. And so we've actually tested that out in our lab. It's traditional way of harvesting, but then we back it up and do research in our own lab. So that's one that's harvested in the fall. Something like chamomile, which we grow on the farm, such a beautiful plant, an annual plant, so we have to plant it every year. In about a month or so, those flowers will be blooming, and we harvest those, you know, in the morning after the dew's dry, but when those essential oils are still very fresh, and we hand harvest the field, and then it goes right to our manufacturing area so it can be made into an herbal extract, get into that process that day. So that's something we have to do right when the flowers open, when they're at their peak of essential oil production.
This is an area of discussion that I absolutely love, learning about herbs, learning about the active constituents, but knowing that it is so important for how the herbs are grown, how they're harvested. And when we come back, one of the things that we can do is talk about how these very correctly raised and formulated herbal combinations have been brought to the marketplace by Herb Farm. You are tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, our very special guest, the lead educator from Herb Farm. Autumn is our guest, and we will be right back after these messages. Hi, this is Janet for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and I would love to introduce you to the fabulous staff at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
Hi, this is Sally. I work in customer service at Save a Lot, and my job is to make sure all of our customers are always happy and find everything they need.
I think you do a fabulous job because you do it with a smile on your face and energy in your step. So, Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, you're new on the team. And tell our listeners what it takes to keep Save-A-Lot Nutrition customers happy.
Oh, make sure that you have all the information you need. You know where everything's at. You can direct them in the direction they need to go to find what they're looking for.
Thanks so much for sharing with us, Sally. And I'm sure our customers will be thrilled to come in and meet you in person.
I would love that. Thank you so much.
The knowledgeable team at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is partnering with Janet Cimarelli to give you the information and knowledge you need to better manage your health. Janet is a leading licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet's counseling services are now available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. At the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Janet can work with you to change your diet and change your life. Janet has over 25 years of clinical experience helping people to overcome and manage illness. Let her help you get on the path of better health. Call today for convenient times to meet with Janet Cimarelli. Call 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And make sure to listen to Janet and Mr. Al Foreman Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on WNN. Great service, great prices, save a lot.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Our very special guest today, Ms. Autumn Summers, who is speaking to us from Northern California, discussed a couple of products that I would like to make our listeners aware of. And she spoke about the turmeric. And Herb Farm has the turmeric extract. And it comes in two different sizes here at Save a Lot. We have a 1 ounce size, has a suggested retail price of $12.50. We have it for $7.59. The large size, 2 ounce, has a suggested retail of $21, and we have an everyday low price of $12.69. The other product that we were speaking about with Autumn was the Super Echinacea, which I think is one of the most sought products when people are coming down with some sort of cold or flu or virus or anything else, because echinacea really helps strengthen the immune system. The 1 ounce size of the Super Echinacea has a suggested retail of $15. We sell it here at everyday low price of $9.09. The 2 ounce size has a suggested retail of $25, and we have an everyday low price of $15.09. In addition to these prices that we've been discussing today, we are offering something special to our listeners, because we, as a company, and I think Janet will probably echo my feelings, that liquid herbs from Herb Farm are definitely worth trying for a condition-specific formula. And I know we're going to cover several of those as we go on with the show, but we're going to give you an additional 10% off today.
Wow.
Up until 8 o'clock tonight when we close the doors. So all Herb Farm products today only, up until 8 o'clock, will carry an additional 10% off our everyday low prices. So, Janet, I'm going to turn it back to you in Autumn.
Okay, and so we were talking about the presence in some herbal extracts of harsh chemicals and solvents. And I know more than 25 years ago, being very active in educating consumers about avoiding the extracts that have been put together with exposure to very harsh chemicals, hexane and so on. So it is so very a wonderful bit of information to know that Herb Farm has very much recognized the negative aspect of that and does not use that process. Okay, so one of the things that I know concerns a lot of individuals with regard to liquid herbal extracts has to be the stabilization. How do you maintain the active components in a very effective fashion, and how do you preserve the herbal substances in your formulas? Autumn?
Oh, it's a great question. We could talk for a long time. You know, herbal extracts, liquid extracts, there's different ways to make them. I mean, a liquid extract is basically using a liquid to extract the herb into that liquid form. So when you make tea, that's a water extract. delightful, wonderful thing to take. Doesn't preserve very well, right, with the water. And it also, water doesn't extract, isn't great for every herb. For chamomile, that can be wonderful. But for something, turmeric, you could do it, though most people probably wouldn't take a turmeric tea so much, so that golden milk is popular. But we use a combination of alcohol and water, which if you look in the older European tradition, wines, herbal wines were used, in the, and that's because of that alcohol. Alcohol is a great natural extraction liquid, and we only use organic alcohol. So we're not only focused on getting the highest quality herbs that we can, but we're going to make sure what we're extracting it into is the highest quality. So we're using an organic sugarcane-based alcohol. And, you know, each herb is individual. So we have worked out over the years, and we continue to learn about this and update our extraction processes. Some herbs need a lot of alcohol. They have constituents in them that, like myrrh, for example, a gum resin, right? Tree resin, it needs very high alcohol to dissolve into that. So you'll notice it, that has a high alcohol on the bottle. And we're not adding alcohol. We're using alcohol to get it into the liquid form. Something like licorice or chamomile is going to have a lower alcohol percentage because there's more water-soluble constituents. So we, you know, there's the art and science to this extraction. So alcohol serves as extracting the herbs into the liquid and then stabilizing them. That naturally stabilizes them, and it preserves. You have that benefit of preserving. And with a liquid extract, you have all these benefits. You you can adjust the dose really easily, which is wonderful. But you can taste the herb, and you know, even though you know some people don't like the taste, you know, some things are quite strong. Golden seals, very strong tasting. But part of health, as you know, is tasting things, that there's a lot that happens that we sense, and it can start, you know, really positive physiological actions when we taste bitter. So there's that benefit, and it absorbs into the body very quickly in that liquid form. So with people with digestive, digestion that's not functioning so well, you know, you're not having to digest a capsule. You're also able to capture things when they're fresh, if that's the best way to extract it. As with the echinacea I mentioned, that super echinacea, we use the fresh root, so we get the best quality. So that's a simplified version. We chop up those herbs and soak them with the alcohol water ratio that we've come up with, which is the best. And we stir that every day. And then we have these special pressing machines and people pressing them out and straining them to make sure that, you know, they're top-notch quality. And then we'll blend things. So for all of our blends, we make the herbs individually, and then we blend them together. So it's quite a labor-intensive process, and it's amazing that you can, you know, get such a high-quality product for a very great price and be effective. Hopefully that answered enough of your question.
It was an absolutely fascinating answer, and hopefully our listeners are absolutely entranced as I am with the kind of information that's so important to understand behind using certain herbal formulations for a specific outcome. It's really interesting to me that when you are putting these combinations together, you deal with the individual herb first, and then you put together the combinations of herbs in specific ratios to achieve a very specific response. And the other part of it that is fascinating to me is the fresh root. And do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about what might be lost when herbs are dried, and that using fresh herbs brings a whole level of activity, a whole different level of activity to the body?
It's true. You know, and what's interesting is not all herbs are best extracted fresh, you know. So again, it's like, oh, what's the individual? What's that that makeup of those particular herbs, and something like chamomile that's got a lot of essential oils in it is actually going to be better. Things that are rich in essential oils are better extracted fresh, because those you lose in the, or you lose some of them depending on how they're dried. And if it's, something's not dried properly, then you will absolutely lose quite a bit of essential oil. So echinacea, it's interesting. It actually has a little bit of essential oil, though that's not the main constituent. But we found that fresh for echinacea just produces a better quality extract. But what's really interesting is just recently we've been making a beautiful fresh California poppy extract, great for relaxation and sleep. And it was high quality. And then we decided to try it dry. We have our own drying facility on the farm. So we dried it out and made an extract and found that it was even more potent. So for some herbs, actually, a dry herb, as long as it's dried correctly, can make the same or even a better extract. So those are some of the fine-tuning things that we will do over time. So it's primarily valerian root is another one, a great one for sleep and relaxation that we grow on the farm. And we'll also process that fresh because it also is high in essential oils. So, again, it comes down to knowing the plants. We're company-based, you know, we're herbalists first. We're not just jumping on the bandwagon because it's the money-making thing to do. You know, we work with over 200 different herbs, which it's a lot to keep track of it. And we grow over 70 herbs on our own farm. So for those of you that garden, you know, like even having 10 plants and keeping them all going and alive and happy is can be quite a lot. So that's our focus, is finding the best. For some herbs, it's going to be fresh. For some, it's going to be dry. Some herbs need a special process. You know, things like reishi mushroom, those are great. They're fine dried. But we make we do an extra process of making a strong tea to make sure we're getting all those water soluble constituents that we can out of the herb.
I am sitting with an array of Herb Farm products in front of me, and I know Al wants to jump into the discussion.
Well, I just wanted to find out from Autumn where the herbs are grown. Where specifically that people can, let's say, put their finger to. And then the other issue that I'm questioning is, at what time of the year do the herbs get harvested based upon the herb that you're harvesting?
Right. So as I mentioned, we grow 70 herbs on our farm in southern Oregon. So we're about an hour west of Ashland, Oregon. Please, if you're ever out there, please come visit us. It's beautiful. So we're in that area. And then we do get the rest of the herbs from around the world. And we do have on our website a map that has little dots of a map of the world, and you can click on them and see where herbs are coming from. So something like kava, we're getting from Vanuatu, which is a Polynesian island nation, and they grow the best quality kava. We do get some herbs from China, but we test them extensively, and those are the herbs that have been traditionally grown in China. They're not, you know, we can't grow them in southern Oregon. Maca, a very popular herb these days, right? And for good reason. That one we get from the fields in Peru, where the traditional growers grow it organically and at 11,000 feet elevation. So from all over the world, we've been sourcing from all over the world, and we continue to look for the best sources of herbs and to grow more on the farm. And then as far as harvesting, boy, our calendar starts, the farm is coming alive now. It's had a winter rest, and I know they'll be out planting as soon as it dries up enough. So they're starting seeds in the greenhouse. And one of the first harvests will be chamomile. So we start in the spring with a lot of the flowers. And then through the summer, we'll go in the late spring into some of the whole plants, like dandelion we do as a whole plant. And there's one, you know, people are like, wow, you grow dandelion. And we do. We grow rows of dandelion. Most people are trying to get them out of their lawns and such. But and we'll harvest that when it's in bloom, and we use the root and leaf. So that's when we use the whole plant. So the leaves, we're doing mostly leaves in the summertime, and then our big root harvests are in the fall when the plants have died back.
Well, I think the point you brought out, Autumn, was really great because it gives our listeners now an indication that you seek out the finest herbs to put under the Herb Farm name. And I think
Absolutely.
That by using the Herb Farm products in its entirety, as Janet has recommended to many customers over the years, you could know that they are the best that you can possibly buy. And they're efficacious for the body. They do work. Janet?
And that music means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And as I mentioned, I am looking at an array of Herb Farm products. And when we come back, we'll talk about those individual products and how people might go about using them. Stay tuned. More to come on Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour.
Join our mailing list and get advance notice of the great events that take place at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Health support groups, nutrition education groups, special training events. You will know about all of them when you like us on Facebook. SaveALotNutritionCenters.com, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655 has a special introductory offer at Janet's office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Come in anytime and receive a $5 coupon toward any of Janet's best cookies and bars. One per customer. You must have a consult with Janet to purchase these medically formulated weight loss products. The consultation is free. The weekly weigh-in is free. And the weight loss cookies and bars are at Save-A-Lot prices. Lose fat, spare lean muscle, lower blood sugar levels, and balance HDL, LDL cholesterol as you shape your body. Shed the pounds with magically formulated cookies and bars that provide essential protein content, necessary fiber, and low sugar in a great tasting food. Consults are available Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Call 754-307-1655 for Janet Cimarelli's hours. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It's a beautiful Tuesday here, and we're speaking with Autumn Summers, who is speaking to us from Northern California, and the topic today is the Herb Farm line of liquid herbs and how they can help the body. And I know Janet has in front of her a many different assortment of herbs from Herb Farm. One of them I know I've used myself, and that's the Stonebreaker, which I think is a fabulous product, which I know we're going to discuss. And it's helped me greatly over the years. We're offering today, up until 8 o'clock tonight, 10% off the entire Herb Farm line. So if you'd like to get into trying an Herb Farm product, and you've never had a liquid herb before, now's a great time to do it. They are a vast array of products used for the entire body and for condition-specific items in the body. And as was pointed out by Autumn, valerian, which is a great tool to help people fall asleep and stay asleep, is a liquid herb produced by Herb Farm, which has great efficacy in helping people stay asleep. But I know we're going to get into many more of those, so Janet, I'm going to turn it back to you.
Okay, so you brought up having had success personally with Herb Farm Stonebreaker, and Autumn, I'm going to ask you about the formula. The first ingredient is an herb that maybe people are not necessarily so familiar, Chanca Piedra, if you would.
Exactly.
Yeah, tell our listeners about that.
Well, this is a really interesting herb. It has a tradition both in South America, but also in East India in the Ayurvedic tradition. So that's fascinating. And it, its name is Chanca Piedra in Spanish, and it literally means stone breaker. That's why we call it that. And, here's the thing with herbal medicine. We can't say, oh, it cures this. And that's not really how herbal medicine works. It helps the body do, for the most part, what it naturally wants to do. But sometimes we need help with that. So Stonebreaker seems, there's been some interesting studies that seems to really help with inflammation in the urinary tract and seems to actually help with the formation or non-formation, I should say, of different stones in the kidneys. Now, we can't make claims about that, but if you look at the literature, you look at the traditional use of how it was used to help relieve symptoms like that, and then you have science, too, that they're finding really backs it up. So it's very soothing, helps with that inflammation process, seems to help the kidneys function better, relax the other herbs in there. There's hydrangea, which helps also with inflammation, helps a little with relaxation of the urinary system, and some nice pain relief going on there, and also helping move fluids. So, you know, when you're looking at herbal medicine, it's not just one thing that it's doing, that these herbs are very multifaceted and they're, you know, helping to restore and the function of different body systems. And this herb, Stonebreaker, has a traditional use with kidneys in particular. And also what's fascinating is with gallbladders. When we started getting a lot of calls about it, people asking, oh, can I use this for gallbladder issues? And this formula wasn't blended for that, but certainly we looked into the traditional use, and there is a traditional use for that. Now, of course, those are both very the conditions that you want to make sure you're also seeing a practitioner, but there's certainly herbs that can be supportive during that process. As Al has found out, and I've talked to a lot of people who found Stonebreaker to be very effective, you want to take it with a lot of water. And we haven't really talked about how to use these liquid extracts, but you usually take a dropper full, squeeze the dropper. It doesn't fill up all the way, but that about two-thirds. And in this case, you put it in an 8-ounce glass of water and drink the whole thing because you want enough, make sure you have enough fluids going through the system to make sure the kidneys can function better and also dilute any concentrated minerals in there.
I personally...
Hopefully that gives you... Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish, Autumn.
No, please. Go ahead, Al. I want to hear your story.
Well, I want to say that I have been using this on Janet's recommendation since I had my first attack of kidney stones. And the interesting thing about the Stonebreaker is that it dissolves the kidney stones and it flushes out in my urine. And I take 2 dropperfuls at night in the 8 ounces of water and drink it. And it's been now many, many years since I've had a reoccurrence of kidney stones. So I'm very thankful and will continue to use Stonebreaker for as long as I'm going to be around.
That's
my story.
Yeah, and it is. It's incredible of just that, it doesn't work for everyone, but I've talked to people where, it really can help with symptoms and people using it preventatively, such as yourself, like, oh, here's an area where my body could use some extra support, right? We all have those different parts. Some people get more lung conditions or, the urinary system or the sinuses. And how do we, through nutrition and the herbal support, optimize our wellness in that way and the function of these body systems? So it is. It's one of our top-selling products. It's very safe. It's not one that, sometimes we get calls, have a stone that's this size, will it dissolve it right away? It's like, well, we can't make a claim like that, nor would it wouldn't be ethical to. But, that something like that built up over time, so you have to give it time also to see if it can be effective. But it can also just help with the tissue, the state of the urinary tract tissue with, that irritation in it and that can be happening. So... great formula, 4 herbs blended there to help with different, all to support the urinary system.
Let me remind our listeners that this particular product, the Stonebreaker in the 2-ounce size, has a manufacturer suggested retail price of $25. We here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center have an everyday low price of only $15.09. So it's a great way to take advantage of. If you have a situation where you've been getting kidney stones, you may want to try this particular product. I personally know it works, or it's worked for me. And in addition to the everyday low price on this particular product, you'll get an additional 10% off all the Herb Farm line today up until 8 o'clock tonight. And I know, Janet, you have a lot more products in front of you you'd like to talk about.
I do. I'm looking at something that is crucially important for so many people this time of the year, and particularly here in South Florida, where so many people come to recover from whatever flu-like illness or upper respiratory infection they might be dealing with, and very happily share it with South Floridians. So I'm looking at Herb Farm Daily Immune Builder. Autumn, tell us a little bit about that formula.
Oh, that's one of my favorite formulas. And that really highlights, you know, herbs, there's many ways they work. But, you know, we can think of the herbs that are really for active conditions and then herbs that are really helping to build over time, right? And as you know, as a nutritionist, you know, that's what good food does, right, over time. So the Daily Immune Builder is really, we talk about it being the prepare and restore formula. So, you know, early in the fall, before the big cold flu season, this is a great formula to take to help just build and reinforce your immune system. And it can also, as you mentioned, people getting over, there's been some really nasty flus and respiratory viruses going around our area too. You know, you're over that acute phase, but you're still, it's like lingering, just feeling low energy, maybe still have a slight cough or things, you know, you're just not feeling up to speed. This is a formula to really restore that. So we have echinacea. You'll find echinacea is really a foundational herb for our immune products, and it can be used both ways in that active situation, as Al was mentioning earlier with the super echinacea, and also as a restorative. There's been a real misunderstanding about echinacea. There was a misinterpretation of a German study years ago, and people thought it meant that echinacea stops working after 2 weeks. But that's actually not the case. When we look at the physicians of the 1800s that used echinacea extensively, they would use it for long-term use to really support that immune system function. So that's our first ingredient in there. And then we have three really great Chinese herbs that are amazing for really rebuilding the immune system. Astragalus root, which your listeners may have heard of, really builds. It's a tonic herb, and especially has an affinity for the lungs. So these lung issues that have been going around, it's sweet tasting, nourishing, building. Reishi mushroom, which is, the mushrooms are certainly getting a lot of attention these days, as they should. Reishi, known as the mushroom of immortality. Like, who doesn't want that? But certainly we know there's a lot of immune building properties in there. There's also quite a lot of helping the body with inflammation support, and also some energy. But reishi is really one of those tonic. These are tonic herbs that rebuild. And then schizandra, which is a called five flavor berry. And when you taste this formula, it has a little fruity, almost sour quality, and that's primarily from the schizandra, which has immune support, liver support. It's even used in eye formulas. It's really quite a multifaceted herb. And then we have a little herb, not a little herb, but a little bit of an herb called prickly ash, which actually has prickles on it when you look at the tree, but it also has that sensation on your tongue. It's one of the herbs that's an activator. So just a little bit of it to really energize the formula, you could say, and does have that effect on the immune system. So just a little bit to just give it a little bit of spark. And so this is something you can take for, you know, usually with these tonics, you want to take them for a few weeks at a time to really rebuild or prepare. If you're traveling a lot, you're being exposed. If you work in a store or a public setting, it's one of our tonic formulas.
I have to tell you, I am so grateful for you clearing up the issue with regard to echinacea. I've been telling people that for years, and it seems like it's an uphill battle to get them to understand that echinacea does have adaptogenic and tonic properties, and it isn't necessarily just a stimulant to your immune system. So thank you so much for that. And that music means that we are about to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And when we come back, more information on some of the great herb farm formulas. Stay tuned, more to come.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionalist at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations in her office with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Come see Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and tune in to hear Janet on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on WNN.
Have you decided to follow a gluten-free lifestyle? So many have found that living gluten-free is helpful in reducing gastrointestinal problems, allergic reactions, headaches, joint and muscle pain, and also for shedding those extra pounds. For a selection of gluten-free products at awesome prices, come shop today at Save-A-Lot. Shop today for your gluten-free pasta, your cereals, cookies, baking mixes, and more. Find them all at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli and our very special guest, Autumn Summers, who's speaking to us from Northern California. We just got finished speaking about a daily immune builder from Herb Farm. And I do want to let the listeners know that if you're looking to go to the website, the Herb Farm is spelled, or the farm part is spelled P-H-A-R-M. So, again, it's Herb, H-E-R-B, P-H-A-R-M. The Daily Immune Builder has a manufacturer suggested retail price of $23.50. We here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center have an everyday low price of only $14.19. In addition, today only until 8 o'clock tonight, you will receive an additional 10% off any of the Herb Farm products that we carry in stock here. And we do carry a very, very wide variety of Herb Farm products. Janet will be here today from 11 to 2, and she can answer any other questions that you may have with respect to either Herb Farm or anything else that is challenging you in the way of a health challenge. So please feel free to stop in and see Janet today from 11 to 2. And are you going to give away samples today?
I am. That will be kind of ongoing because it's been a very favorably received. So I do have the Janet's Best Weight Loss Approach with the cookies and bars that are meal replacements.
So that'll take place also from 11 to 2 today.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
So how about if we try and get in a couple of more products before we have to say goodbye?
Okay, so just so that people know what I have in front of me, there's a blood pressure support formula, a thyroid lifter, which is an incredibly important support, obviously, for thyroid function, and kind of less in-demand thyroid calming formula, and fungus fighter. So let's talk about the blood pressure support because that's an issue that so many of our customers are dealing with. Autumn, what can you tell our listeners about this fabulous formula? I'm looking at the ingredients and very impressed.
It's and this one we're using a lot of traditional European herbs, which there's a long history of use. And you know, blood pressure support, that's certainly something where it's multifaceted how to address it. But with the herbs, we're looking again at strengthening and optimizing the system. And so, hawthorn is just such a classic, tonic nourishing herb for the circulatory system and the heart in particular as well. And really, you know, we talk about the benefit of this is really helping maintain, you know, normal blood pressure. Olive leaf, though we hear a lot of, you know, in the last few years, 10 years or so about its immune properties, really when you look at traditional use, It was used for its cardiovascular support and blood pressure support. And linden, which is a beautiful flower, a tree, we use the flowers for that calming and relaxing quality. And even a little bit of mistletoe in an appropriate dose that has support. So, you know, when we're looking at blends, we're looking at their synergistic effect together. I mean, hawthorn, some people take hawthorn just by itself, which is great. But when you start combining them, you get, you know, maximizing the benefits. So this, again, would be a formula to be taking longer term. You know, don't expect to see a result that some people may. Or a change or that type of a thing in 3 days, but something where you want to give it time to help reset the body. And again, very safe, something to be taking longer term. The only caution, which we are very thorough with our cautions, if there's any known issues, and on this one, it's, you know, it's not appropriate possibly during pregnancy. So that would be something to talk to a practitioner, but used at the appropriate dose, it's something to try. And as Al was saying, you know, used as a stone breaker at night. You know, for many people, they'll take a dose in the morning and then the evening. That's the easiest time. And it'll say on the bottle, you know, this one is 3 to 4 times a day. So there's that chance to vary it depending on your condition. But yeah, a fabulous formula. And you also mentioned that, if you don't mind, I'll just go to Thyroid Lifter, which has seaweed in it and herbs that are traditionally used to really help that thyroid function at its optimum level. So that's where that, you know, that name really helps us know, oh, that's the one, to really boost thyroid health. And again, a blend of herbs that are known to support the thyroid in different ways.
Okay, looking at the Thyroid Lifter, why is black peppercorn in there?
Well, that's a great one. You know, we look at like the prickly ash and that immune defense, or when we look at, Daily Immune Builder, excuse me, we recently changed the name of that. You know, we know for digestion, right, ginger is one of those spicy activating herbs that is so great for digestion. And we look at that for different body systems. Black pepper is in there for that activating, a little bit of stimulating, because you want to kickstart the thyroid in a way. And we're using the herbs that are nourishing for it, but when we look at herbal formulas, we also want sometimes a little warming property in there to help activate. And so that's why it's in there in a very small amount. But that was formulated by Ed Smith, who, you know, is one of our founders. And that's the whole art of like formulating. You know, somebody else may choose another kind of energizing herb in there, and that was his choice of an herb. But it's interesting to think of our culinary herbs, you know, do have those properties, as, you know, cayenne, for example. That's one that a lot of people use.
Very much a situation that you're food choices are going to be supportive of herbal formulas that you may use for a specific health outcome. And the other part of it is some of these herbs that we're talking about do double as possibly a vegetable, so to speak, in your daily choices of foods to put on your plate. I'm looking at Herb Farm's Thyroid Calming. Now, would you say that people should have a diagnosis of hyperthyroid function before they would use something like this?
With thyroid issues, we want to, it's good to be working, important to be working with a practitioner and see, you know, make sure there's nothing serious like a cancer or anything. You know, we don't want that to be happening, but you want to get that checked out for many people, it's kind of on that other level. It's like, wow, I just don't feel right. And feeling sluggish for, you know, hypothyroidism, but for hyper, definitely you want to get checked out. And then this, you know, bugleweed is certainly one that has a very strong tradition of being used to help calm that thyroid activity. And motherwort that's in there, that's a very interesting herb that's used for heart support. In fact, in its Latin name, Leonoris cardiaca, you've got cardiac right in the Latin name. It's been known so well for heart support. And that's certainly one of the symptoms you can get when you have a hyperthyroid condition or an overactive thyroid is heart palpitations. Of course, there's many reasons why you can get that, so it's always important to get it checked out. And then lemon balm, another calming herb, and cactus, a great one for that, calming the heart in particular. But bugleweed has a very specific effect on the thyroid itself to help calm it down. And yes, I would definitely get a diagnosis. I think that's a really important thing to do.
And the last one I have in front of me, fungus fighter, and I will just mention that so many people dealing with candida overgrowth, they struggle to cleanse their body, so to speak. And here is a very comprehensive formula that people can use to help them reach their goals.
Can it be applied topically?
Yes, actually, and the way I do it is I dilute it. If you're concerned about the alcohol being too drying, you can use your favorite lotion in your hand and dilute the extract into that. If you're using it on your skin, people do use it directly on toenails, that type of a thing. And just be aware, there's alcohol, but yes, something, it can be used topically in that way.
Very good. I want to let our listeners know that the blood pressure formula we spoke about earlier has a manufacturer suggested retail price of $14. We have an everyday low price of only $8.49. The thyroid calming formula comes in a 2-ounce bottle, has a suggested retail price of $23.50. We have an everyday low price of only $14.19. And then the thyroid lifter, which is the 1-ounce size, has a suggested retail price of $14. Our everyday low price is $8.49. And the fungus formula, which we just briefly discussed, can be used either internally or topically, has a suggested retail price of $22. We have an everyday low price of only $14.19 for the 2-ounce size. And again, I must compliment you, Autumn, for the great job and the people who own Herb Farm for putting together these great formulas that really work, that help people with condition-specific formulas they'd like to clear up in a very easy, efficient manner. And I know that Janet, over the years, has recommended Herb Farm in numerous situations to help people overcome different health challenges that they face. And she is available today from 11 o'clock until 2 o'clock, along with the taste testing of the special bars and cookies that are being produced by Dr. Malavi.
And just a very final couple of words about Herb Farm certified organic, fresh, undried herbs, and sustainably wildcrafted. And to all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. And to
and
Autumn
Special
Summers,
thanks to Autumn. She was great.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
And to our listeners, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow at 10.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.